Greetings, I'm Eric Corman, here with Diana Goodrich, the Director of Outreach for Chimpanzee Sanctuary Northwest. This has got to be one of the most interesting places I've ever been to, because how often do you get to commune with a creature that is 98.7% just like you, that is not human?
It's absolutely mesmerizing watching them, I have to say.
This is Judy here on the right.
Okay.
So Deb's starting with the most preferred food, which is watermelon.
Ah, so why do you give them the dessert first?
It's kind of what they're focused on, so it's easier to give them that first, and then they'll take the other food.
Are there foods that they won't eat?
They each have their own individual preferences. Foxy, who's holding the troll doll, she doesn't like vegetables very much.
Funny.
Yeah, there are certain things that she'll eat, and we actually had a garden this year and grew some squash that she loved, so we served a lot of that. But she prefers sweeter food, so she likes vegetables that are sweet, like carrots.
And is there something special about the doll that she's holding?
Foxy, when she first came, she wouldn't touch any of the toys that we gave the chimps. As far as we know, she's been in research her whole life before coming here. She would take things and just kind of shove them aside, like she didn't like them at all. And then I found a troll doll at a thrift store, and we give the chimps a variety of things, just anything that we think they might like. And the minute she saw the troll doll, she just fell in love with it. And she carried it with her for 6 weeks, and she would cuddle it to her. She put it on her back, like chimps carry their young. Ever since then, well, we've told our supporters that she likes troll dolls, so they've sent us hundreds of them. So now we put out anywhere from 10 to 30 troll dolls a day, and Foxy gets her choice of who she wants to carry around. And she usually has at least one with her at all times.
Did they destroy them pretty quickly?
Their clothes are generally moved really fast, and their hair disappears. So if you see a troll doll with hair, then it usually means it's fairly new.
Like the one that's on the roof of that arc.
Yep.
And that platform there.
Yeah. Foxy still likes every new one that she gets. She gets excited about them.
How similar would you say the chimps are to young children or us? I mean, what are the things that strike you the most?
Well, genetically, they are at least 98.76%. We share that much of our DNA with them. I always hesitate to make comparisons to young kids, although there have been some IQ-type tests that have been done that have shown chimps have similar IQs to young children. But it's sort of unfair because chimps were selected genetically, you know, during evolution to be chimps, not to be humans. And so to kind of use a scale of humans for chimps isn't quite fair. But there are a lot of similarities, and I learn a lot about humans just by observing their social interactions with one another. They definitely have different roles in the group. There's some that are more passive than others, some that are dominant, and they're very smart. Jamie, in particular, is really smart. Because she was raised with humans, she has a lot of human behaviors and things that we would immediately recognize as intelligence. She does things like ties knots. She'll take pens and draw with them. Not anything that's recognizable to us, but she certainly enjoys the activity.
What is the most surprising thing that you've discovered about chimps that really you didn't see coming until you actually spent time with them?
Just how resilient they are. This group has all been in biomedical research for decades and has spent many, many years in small cages, sometimes in complete isolation, with no contact with other chimpanzees. Yet here they are now, and they're able to play and be happy and enjoy life. And I think that was surprising, because I would have expected, based on their past, that they just would have been a lot more psychologically damaged than what they are. And I think it's just that it's not that they didn't suffer during those years, but they're able to bounce back from that.
How can you tell when a chimp is happy?
Chimps have a particular smile. They drop their lower lip and hide their upper teeth, so it's kind of a drooped lip. And they laugh. It's more of a breathy laugh than what humans have. Mm-hmm. We have some video. I just posted a video last night on our blog of Jamie and Foxy playing and laughing. And also, just right now, as they're being served lunch, you can tell they're just relaxed. So it's sort of the absence of upset behavior sometimes can be an indication that they're in a good mood.
Do they dance?
They don't. dance per se, although Negra really likes to see humans dance, and we dance for her. We can do that later.
Yeah, I think we should. I'd love to see if she starts doing the same thing if we do.
So what she'll do is she'll just nod her head as she's watching us, and if we stop, sometimes she'll clap to have us go go more. So we sort of reversed the roles, and we're here to entertain them now.
And chimpanzees, they live, what, 70 years, something like that?
70 is quite old for a chimp. I used to say the average age was about 50, but it really depends on their past lives. And this group was all used in biomedical testing. They were used to test hepatitis vaccines. So they had quite a few liver biopsies, which can create low-grade infections that you can't detect and then lead to liver problems later on. So I would say that we would be very happy if the chimps lived to be around 45. That would be a pretty good age for this group. And Negra is the oldest now, and she's at least 36. She might be as old as 42.
Which one is Negra exactly?
She's kind of the roundest. And she often has a blanket with her. She covers up with a blanket. She'll put it over her head.
Is it because she's cold, or is it because she's modest?
I think it's just more comfortable for her.
A security blanket?
Yeah, kind of.
You can see just by looking at them the intelligence. There's something going through their minds clearly at all times, just like us. Do any of them sign?
We haven't taught them in sign language, although Jamie, we noticed she was using signs, and all of the directors, including myself, actually worked with chimpanzees who had been taught sign language at Central Washington. So we recognized that right away when she started using signs. And it was interesting because in the beginning we would try to sign back to her, and she was obviously not appreciative of it. She would look down and kind of bang at us. And now she's okay with us signing to her, but it's not really a mutual conversation. And so she'll sign it, particularly if she wants something. She signed paper when she's wanted paper, and she signed out. Actually, right before we opened this outdoor area to the chimps, she signed out.
So this outdoor area is fairly new then?
It's not new, but it wasn't complete when the chimps first arrived. So they were inside exclusively for the first about 6-7 weeks when they were here. And they got to see us finishing it up.
Now, did their moods change as soon as they started coming out here?
Yes, they did. And it was really remarkable. The first time they came out, they immediately went up and started brachiating monkey bar style across the ceiling. And they had never had access to a building like this before, so it just shows how strong they are inherently. Because they hadn't had access to sunlight, their faces just started darkening up and their muscle tone changed completely. The first few weeks they were here, we called it the honeymoon period because they were, I think, in shock and just not sure what was going on. And so they were very well behaved. And we would open up a door and they would file in, and we would close the door, and everything just went a little too smoothly for chimpanzees. So once they first started deciding it was their place and they would spit on us, then we were actually quite happy about that.
So how common is it for chimpanzees to misbehave? And what does misbehaving mean exactly?
Well, I wouldn't say any of them misbehave. Once they get comfortable in a place, then they try to affect their outside environment, which I think is completely normal and healthy. And so if we do something that they consider misbehaving, then they'll let us know. But chimps are very active and very aware of the social situation, and so they will let us know if they think that we've kind of taken a step up too fast.
If we get too close to them physically, for example, or not nodding our heads like we're supposed to, which is sort of like the universal everything's cool, chill sort of thing.
Right, exactly. Or if there's somebody brand new that, you know, just goes right up to the caging, then they'll let them know that, you know, it's their territory and they're kind of in charge, which is a good thing.
So I'm okay standing here and not too close.
Yeah, and really overall they're a pretty mellow group, so they don't mind people, they don't seem to mind cameras very much, and some groups and some individuals wouldn't be as comfortable even with you way back here.
Well, that's good to know. Yeah, they look pretty chill. When they're making sounds with their mouths, can they do anything that approximates human speech?
Not really. Their vocal cords are quite different than humans. In the past, in the early 60s, there was a chimpanzee who was taught human language, and she was able to make certain sounds, but it was mostly the consonant sounds, and she was using her breath to do it. So just physically, they're not able to speak. But they do make their own vocalizations.
If they could speak, what do you think they'd say?
It's hard to say. I think chimpanzees in captivity are, you know, focused on things like food and comfort items, and so I think they would request more things from us, probably. And we try to get to know them and get to know what they like, so that we're providing for them, so that they wouldn't have to ask for too much from us.
How strong would you say they are? Because I'm looking at them, and physically, when they stretch out, they're almost as big as we are. But they don't have big, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger muscles or anything like that. And yet I've read that they're incredibly strong. How would you describe it?
There used to be a common belief that chimps were about 5 to 10 times stronger. It kind of depends on the individual, and their upper body is particularly strong. So they are meant to be climbing into trees and brachiating, moving around, and even, like I was saying before, even when they came out for the very first time, they were able to do those things, which really showed me how strong they were, just inherently. And since they've been able to move around a lot more, their muscle tone has increased so much. And they really don't have much fat compared to humans. It's like mostly muscle. They're very dense.
Because they're not eating McDonald's hamburgers, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Why do they show their gums like Foxy's doing right now?
Mm-hmm.
Because I see that sometimes in well, movies, which I hate to say that as my frame of reference, but it is.
Chimps in entertainment are often trained to smile, and trained to smile like humans rather than chimpanzees. And the big open mouth smile with the top teeth showing is actually a fear face for chimpanzees.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So I shouldn't smile with my teeth then when I am looking at them?
Well, when you first meet them, it's best not to, but they've been around humans for a long time, and they understand that we have different facial expressions than they do.
Have there ever been any big misunderstandings?
I wouldn't say big misunderstandings, no. What's really nice about this group, actually, is they kind of work as a group, so if one of them gets angry at us, then the whole group gets angry at us.
So they'll throw things in tandem, then?
Right, or spit. Which is pleasant in the summer, but not so much in the winter.
That makes sense.
And it's usually just big mouthfuls of water.
Oh, okay, well, at least it's not anything too nasty.
Right.
Now, the stereotype about apes and monkeys flinging their excrement, do they do that too?
Occasionally, yeah, if they're particularly angry. It's pretty rare, though, and not all of them do.
And you haven't seen that behavior here?
We have, yeah, on occasion.
What sparked it that particular time?
It's mostly Jamie who is the one who usually does it, and I think it's just because she's the leader, she's in control of the environment, and when she feels that somebody is kind of stepping up a little too quickly, then she'll put us back in our place, basically. You know, we try not to react too much to that because she is looking for a reaction. And, you know, it's easy to wash off.
Yeah, that's true. Always wear something that you can throw in the machine there.
Right.
No dry cleaning clothes around here.
Right, exactly. And it, you know, really doesn't happen too often.
And we'll also just keep an eye out for anything else they might want to throw.
Okay.
All right. We'll give you a little heads up.
Did it throw pretty hard?
Well, actually, Foxy now, she loves to take her trolls and, like, pass them to her caregivers, and then we play a little game, and then we throw them back to her. But lately with visitors, she puts her arm out and then tries to peg him in the head with it. So. It's a little different game.
Okay, good to know.
But here, we're going to be even more careful with where the microphone cable is and how close you are to the caging and stuff like that, just right. Because it's a tighter space. So you notice that they're more defensive.
Yeah.
Jamie, who's just like hanging out,
right,
watching you now, she's going to try to intimidate you because you start entering her on.
So she's swaying back and forth right now. Does that mean anything?
Yeah, that's sort of the beginning of a display. So a display is when she's trying to intimidate you, like she's doing now.
Basically saying I'm boss here.
Yeah, certainly saying don't mess with me. She looks pretty badass. She'll often do this just for a couple minutes, and then she'll sort of settle down once she's made her point.
Amazing how much noise that makes.
Here's Foxy with her troll doll.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Hello, Foxy.
Yep.
Whoa! Oh, my goodness. That's funny.
You're predictable.
That was awesome.
She's a really good catch, too. You want a backpack?
This is Negra, who we're going to dance for. But
oh, right.
When Jamie's here, sometimes Jamie is like the party police, so if people are having too much fun, she gets mad. So we'll usually hold off until she feels a little more comfortable.
I'd be going to get water.
Actually feces.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, that's what that is. How far can she fling that, by the way?
Pretty far.
Do they fight with each other?
They do, yeah. Like any group, they will fight with each other. And usually it's little skirmishes here and there. There have been a couple of injuries that we've had, nothing too serious. Chimps will bite when they fight, and it's just sort of how they resolve things. So we've had a couple of injuries that, you know, we just gave up antibiotics, but nothing we've had to stitch up. Yeah, and... Okay.
Thanks for the warning.
Who did that?
That was Jamie.
Way to go, Jamie.
When she feels the need to fling boo, as they say, is it just a temporary thing where immediately the mood changes after that?
Pretty much with her, yeah, it is. She's made her point now. She can go on. I'm just going to wash my hands.
It's,
sure.
Yes. We might want to actually go back in the kitchen and clean this up so we're not tracking the...
Oh, she got you.
Yes, she did.
I don't think she got me. Oh, wait. Yeah, she did.
Where did she get you?
Oh, just right down there on my...
There it is.
Yeah, there it is. Evidence.
Exclusive.
Yes. Would it make sense to ever return into the wild?
Unfortunately, no, for a number of reasons. Because they were using biomedical testing, there wouldn't be a place, really, for them to go. Not that they're actively infectious, but not very many countries would, you know, welcome that. And where they live normally is equatorial Africa. And there's a lot of problems there now with chimpanzees in the wild that are losing their environment and actually being poached, being killed for meat. But mainly it's because they grew up in a captive situation and they just wouldn't know how to survive at all in the jungle. In fact, I think Jamie probably identifies herself as a human, and I can't even imagine her, you know, trying to make it in the jungle.
So the idea is just to just keep things as comfortable as you can until... are no longer on this planet then.
Yeah, exactly. You know, this is sort of a phase one of the building in the outdoor area, and we hope to expand that to give them some more room. And there are a lot of other chimpanzees out there who need rescuing, so eventually we'd like to be able to provide a home for others, too.
Diana Goodrich, the Director of Outreach for Chimpanzee Sanctuary Northwest. Diana, thanks so much for inviting us, and thanks for teaching us all about chimpanzees.
Sure, I appreciate you coming out.
Diana's website is chimpanzeesanctuarynorthwest.org.
It's actually chimpsanctuaryNW.org.
Okay. I have got a lot to think about. Thanks so much for having us.
Sure. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. If you have any comments, questions, suggestions for future topics, or complaints, feel free to visit my website. It's ericonline.com. That's ericonline.com. I'm Eric Corman.